Spice by Noel Howley. Then the whole of Mucoin began to talk. The village whispered at first about the smells that came from Mrs. Howley's scullery and replaced the commonplace aromas of cabbages and turnips and carrots on the boil that anointed the other houses on the street. You flavoured our dinners with cumin and ginger and paprika, the spices that you read about in your Uncle Jim's letters sent all the way from Babasar Street, Calcutta. And we were born again, like that moment when Dorothy's world turned from grey to technicolour. As it was in the beginning, the words came first. You hoarded them in your notebooks in the ingle nook. Shorthand for the world out beyond the kitchen door that you could invent without stepping past the threshold.